I want to talk to you now about the opening procedure of 8C. This is a very, very interesting subject, a tremendously interesting subject. It's fascinating, utterly fascinating, exactly what you can do with a process which is apparently as permissive as opening procedure of 8C. Now, there's no need for me to go in particularly to the exact way that it's all written up. You'll find it in issue 24G of the Journal of Scientology. But it is very fascinating, the number of side effects which are cared for, because you are processing straight toward simplicity. We know that what is wrong with a person is his subjective universe. That has gotten into trouble. Now, in view of the fact that he could mock up a tremendous amount of space if he had to, he could mock up lots of energy, he could mock up objects, and he could follow the same procedure all over again, why he's lugging around something called his universe is a little bit difficult for a reasonable man to understand. And yet people do this. Thetan gives a sort of the idea of somebody walking around with a great many clanking chains, all carefully hidden away, even from himself, old tin cans, old cigar butts, so forth. And these are possessions. It looks like a kid's toy box, if you've ever looked into three-year-old's choicest possessions. That's strictly about the order of havingness that Thetan pulls. Well, this is quite interesting because he gives them up with the greatest of reluctance. And yet he could make others. And his total health, you might say, is dependent upon his ability to make others, to have new, fresh things, to do almost anything he wants to with them. But remember, it was always very, very difficult for him to get an object into such a circumstance that it was actually somebody else's object. How do we see that? To procure an object which was somebody else's object is what he has to do in order to have that object. Now, we look at the four conditions of existence, the is-es. We'll discover just exactly why. And these things are very valuable to him because they mean a period when he was actually in communication with Thetans as such, and he could blame them, you see. And if he could blame them, then he could have something. And if he couldn't blame them, then he couldn't have anything, unless he duplicated himself and so had another Thetan in order to blame the other Thetan for something or other. In this way, he would get a persistence. He would get survival then in terms of motion. Otherwise, it would all seem completely motionless to him. Now, again, all of these things are simply considerations. And in view of the fact that they're all considerations, we're enormously baffled as to how considerations could be so important. Remember, they're only important because of the considerations which one held in common with others. Now, it'd be one thing simply to change one's considerations all over the place. And it would be quite another thing to have a series of considerations which had been thoroughly agreed upon with others. And so, your Thetan, with his old cigar butts, torn playing cards, and clanking chains. He's been in communication one time or another, and the system of communication was established, and therefore he could have another determinism so true and so convincing that even he, you see, would not be able to question its convincingness, and therefore nobody could possibly question the validity of these objects which he's carrying around. Now, you'll find out in some areas where Thetans have been in concourse with nothing but Thetans, there's such a thing as engram police. And there's all kinds of mechanisms that they use in order to steal mock-ups from each other. And it's really fabulous. They try to get an overt act done to them. In other words, get a motivator. Simply then they will have some reason to blame somebody else, you see, for having put that mass of energy there. And then that energy mass will persist. If they can't blame anybody else, why, it can too easily become an as-is and so disappear. Other determinism becomes vital.